Hey, hey, my fellow dream chasers, it's Princess Fizz here. Welcome to another episode of I Have a Dream Show, bringing you multimillionaires from around the world to hear their unique journeys to success, great business wisdom, free mentoring and inspiration. Now, if you're looking to boost your online presence as a small business owner and stand out from the noise, you have to check out my free 10-day course on how to create an amazing web TV show or podcast for any industry. Go to becomeamediapreneur.com and get instant access to the course, and I'll get you ready for launch within 10 days. If you've seen my web TV shows and love my makeup, check out Moonstruck 3D Fiber Lashes, which is the best-selling product by Unique, at ihaveadreamshow.com/beauty. And if you prefer to watch the video shows, then you can go to ihaveadreamshow.com/shows, where there's a library of all the I Have a Dream shows to date. So now take out your notepads and enjoy the show. My guest today, first of all, actually, if any income is mentioned on the show, there is an income disclaimer right underneath this video. Please go ahead and click on it, and it will take you to the average income of Empower Network members. My guests are definitely not average, so their income does actually vary. Yes, today's guest is a superwoman. She's an Empower Network member. She's a very good friend of mine as well. And she is from America. It's a mother as well. And it's Monet Clement Dixon, live from America. Thank you, Monet, for joining the show.
Thank you so much for having me on. I'm so excited. Even though it's early over here, I got my mug. You know, I'm ready.
Now, the mug she's actually holding, if you can see the sign behind Monet, she's actually launched this absolutely fabulous project, which we're actually going to talk about, called Empowered Mums Coffee Break. And I am actually so proud to be part of it. It's a group of 7 women, but it's Monet's vision. And we're going to actually talk about exactly how she actually came about that. And at the end of the show, stay tuned, guys. You can actually ask Monet live questions. And this is basically dedicated to the viewers to basically ask questions about what it's like to be starting a business from home, how you actually go about it. And we're going to share Monet's story. So Monet, just take the show. Tell me how you actually began. Where did it all begin for you?
Thank you. Wow. Okay, so this journey for me started back in 2008. And back in 2008, I was still working, I just left corporate America about a year prior, and I was still working. I was working for a radio station doing promotions, and I was really just itching to dive into, you know, the world of entrepreneurship. I loved my job in corporate America because I was in sales, and I loved being able to communicate with my customers, help them solve problems, help them do business better. But the corporate mumbo jumbo that was going on, I just couldn't handle it. The politics, all that stuff, I just couldn't do it. It was not me. I was not cut out for that mold. So I was really itching to get involved in entrepreneurship. And at the time, I was pregnant with my daughter. And I had to make some tough decisions, and I really, really, really desired to stay home with her because my mom was fortunate enough to make some sacrifices and stay home with me. So my desire was never to drop her off at daycare and miss her first step, miss her first word, and all those things that moms have to make those tough decisions and miss out on when they're working. So we made some decisions, and I was able to start my event planning company and stay at home with my daughter, which was amazing. It was an amazing opportunity. I was so grateful and so blessed. And, you know, it was an interesting ride, let's say. I learned a lot of lessons. Wasn't quite as successful as I had hoped it would have been, because event planning is my passion of all passions. You know, that's really what I love. And and anyone will tell you who knows me, when they come to my kids' birthday party, they're like, oh, my God, Pinterest just threw up in your house. But anyway, but, yeah, I really do. I love to entertain. And so, you know, when I hopped in, like most small business owners, you hop in, you have a passion for something, you know, you want to do that, you know, whether it's, you know, construction, you know, you have a small like handyman service, or, you know, you're really into cars, so you're a mechanic and you have your own, you know, mechanic services. When you hop into these different arenas and these different industries and you start a small business, you don't think about all the back end of running the business. You're thinking about the passion that you have. So, you know, I got into this kind of very green to all the other things that go on with running a business. And I had a degree undergrad from college in marketing. So I'm like, oh, yeah, I got that. You know, marketing,
all that. It's going to be a ride.
Don't go to school for that. I've got a degree. I have proof that I am a marketer, right? Not a chance. Not a chance. I was like the, you know, ghostly event planner or something. I don't know, like the like ninja event planner that nobody knew existed, because my marketing was just not there. I really failed in that effort, and that was really what made my business very challenging. I was dumping a lot of money into it, wasn't getting enough money just to kind of sustain the business, but really wasn't making a whole lot of money. And so it sent me on this path to find a better way. Yeah. And, you know, on this journey, like I said, because it has been quite of a journey, I've been in 4 direct sales organizations because I fell in love with the concept of having an affordable franchise opportunity. Uh-huh. You know, because most people don't have the capital to start up a McDonald's or, you know, something of that nature, you know, Starbucks or that sort of thing. But when you go into the world of direct sales, you have this model that's set up for you, this system that's set up for you, the products, the marketing, the everything, and you just plug into that. You invest, a small amount. Sometimes it's a larger amount, but in the grand scheme of things, it's pretty a small amount. Yeah. And you get it plugged into this system that's already set up for you, and then you can help other people make money too, and all from home. And I just fell in love with that concept. However, what the industry is really missing is a way to duplicate success. And so I jumped into four different opportunities, and I just really wasn't successful.
Yes.
So last January, I was at a place where I had been home for a while, and for the last 2 years I had been dedicated to being a mommy, and I hadn't really been working on any businesses or anything like that, and I just had been focused on my children because I really didn't want to, you know, miss out on them, because I felt like I had to juggle, you know, that, you know, my kids and these businesses and different things like that. So I really wanted to focus on them. But again, I got that entrepreneurial itch. I really want to take a stab at this again. My daughter is now in school, so she's not here during the day. And my son, he's 2, and so he'll be in preschool next year. And so I really was like, okay, you know, I'm going to take a stab at this again. And I went on this journey to find a better way again. And that's what led me here to this very moment that we're in. I, again, am just so grateful. I've been able to work with some of the most amazing individuals. I've been able to learn from some of the most successful people in the internet world and in the world, period. And who knew about this world of internet marketing, of, you know, internet entrepreneurship? You know, there's just this whole world, affiliate marketing, there's this whole world online that I never even knew existed.
Exactly.
And I'm so grateful I'm here now.
Right, just to stop you there, Monet, before we get into the beauty and the magic of where we are now, going back to your event plan, so you started up your own business, okay? Obviously, it takes up a lot more time when you're taking matters into your own hands. So that, in a way, that the reason why you started your business was to spend more time with the family, that kind of contradicted each other. So you wanted to go in a better way. So when you went on to these other products to try, what is it about them that didn't really work for you?
Well, you know, they were all amazing companies, had great marketing plans, had great products, and most of the direct sales companies out there have amazing products. The thing that is missing is really they need to capitalize on training each and every one of their reps or whatever they call them in their organization to learn how to leverage the power of marketing to market their products. Because unfortunately, the days of making a list of 100 of your friends and family have really gone away. I mean, especially, and for me personally, I'll speak for me personally, because I was in a number of different opportunities in a short span of time and never really had that major success in any one of them, you can kind of lose your credibility if you keep going back to the same people saying, hey, join me now, you know?
Yeah. And so, you still do it.
That model really isn't successful for the average person. Some people, it works for them, and I got that. I mean, that's how these companies have gotten to where they are now. However, for the average person, and there are statistics out there about this, and I've done research, and you can do your own research, you know, out of the millions of people in North America who are actively, and I'm not going to give exact numbers because I don't want to misquote, but there are millions of people who are actively, and meaning actively, they're meeting whatever requirements to be active in a direct sales organization, actively in a direct sales organization in North America at this time. There is a very, very small percentage, and I want to say it's probably like 8 or 9% of them are making over $400 a month.
Right. Goodness me.
$400 a month. Like, that makes me want to cringe.
Yes.
Because, you know, what are these company owners doing? I mean, they should have a vested interest in making their people successful.
Absolutely.
And that is scary to me. That is very scary to me.
Pyramid.
Yeah. Definitely.
That's where the pyramid alert comes in, right? That's what a pyramid is.
absolutely. So, you know, unfortunately, I think it kind of gives the industry a bad name because people... Yeah. You know, get a bad taste in their mouth because they jump in because they're sold this dream and it doesn't happen. And I know for me, I didn't get a bad taste in my mouth. I just felt like there was more to this and I needed to figure it out because there are people successful,
yes.
But you just have to figure out how it works for you.
That's amazing. So you're kind of, I mean, you didn't get put off. You just kept going because you had this passion for success.
Absolutely.
Now, coming across Empower Network, what stage were you? What mindset were you in?
Oh, gosh. I'm actually kind of embarrassed. Because at the time, some other of my friends who had just joined some other organizations, they were presenting these opportunities, and they're all excited, and, you know, they're in this. And I'm like, okay, really? Like, I've been there, done that. I can't even do it, you know? And I was like, because you're my friend, I'll be nice and I'll take a look at what, you know, because I want to entertain you. But I'm telling you right now, I've been down this path before. I don't want to have another roadmap to figure out how I get paid. I don't want to have another complicated compensation plan that I have to comb through, even though I'm very good at figuring those things out. But I just was just kind of burnt out. Not turned off, but just burnt out.
Yes.
With, you know, the way that it was. And so, you know, when I did go and do the research on some of these other companies, I stumbled upon Empower Network.
Uh-huh.
And so I started to do research, and I said, you know, this, something in me just said, this is something I really need to consider.
Uh-huh.
And the concept of what the Daves have put together is just like nothing I've ever seen, and I'm pretty sure it's like nothing that's out there. I mean, we might have some copycats now, but, you know, just the concept of the fact that, you know, they're not just the company owners, they're in the field with us. You know, they have teams, they're marketing, they're promoting, they're sending emails, you know, and the concept of that is so intriguing to me because, you know, I don't have a guy in a suit in the front of the room who's making all the money and snatching like half of my commission away, you know, telling me I need to go hit up my friends and family. I have people who are using the strategies and techniques that they're teaching us, and they're actually in the field with us. They're actually experiencing with us so that they can then change and adjust and adapt the way that we do business to what's out there in the field because they're actually experiencing it. And that's amazing to me. That concept was just like, whoa. You know, they're in the trenches with us, and they're building this business alongside of us. how would you not want to partner with leadership like that, you know? And then I found my sponsor and love him. He's a Christian man. He's an awesome mentor. And, you know, I have to say one of the things, and shout out to LT, shout out to Lawrence Tam, you know, one of the things that intrigues me about the way that he does business is that, you know, he's not hand-holding, which in a lot of the previous, you know, opportunities I've been in, they, you know, teach you to cultivate your team and handhold them. You know, that is the way that you cultivate your team. But the one thing that I will say that he did for me, the best thing he did for me, was not help me. Because yeah. I had to figure it out. And yeah. when you have to figure things out, now, I mean, obviously there are some people that you need to, you know, give a little nudge to.
Yes.
But when you have the desire in you to be an entrepreneur, and those are the types of people you really want to attract anyway, and you really want to go after this thing and be successful with everything in you, you know, somebody not helping you puts a fire under your tail, like, I've got to figure this thing out, you know?
Absolutely, yes.
And when you don't have that crutch of someone hand-holding you, it just makes all the difference. It really does.
Absolutely, Mo. You said a couple of great things there. First of all, you said that the products themselves, the owners are actually part of it, which is an amazing, amazing point, because a lot of products, they're there, but the owners or the creators of the product haven't actually reached their dreams and they're selling a dream. And I've actually experienced that a lot. That's why those kind of ventures crumble in the end and you don't really find your place. But with Empower Network, The Daves, I mean, they're growing, their visions are growing, the products, they're renewing, they're reinvesting. It's all trial and error, which is an amazing journey that we're on together, because we get to grow Absolutely. Together, right?
Absolutely.
And the second point you've made, Monet, which is fabulous, is the fact that you are part of a community here. It's not just, I mean, we've got the same tools, we've got the same training. What differentiates us from each other is a mindset. And this is the amazing back-end, powerful training that we've got alongside the products, is a mindset training, getting you into the position of making six figures or, you know, getting your success. And I've never seen a combination like this before, which is
Absolutely.
Really, really what grasped me at the beginning. Which video was it that grasped you? Do you remember?
Well, you know, it's funny. I actually watched a couple of things that were out there on YouTube and people just talking, kind of giving testimonials about, you know, what their experience has been. Yeah. And then I watched the Dave video that goes on and on and on and on. And even though there's a little timer, it still goes on by the timer. But, you know, I think a lot of times, you know, entrepreneurs are usually very creative people. They're people who are just kind of led to do things, to jump into things. When they get this feeling, this sense that something is big, huge, you know, I think when you go on those feelings, when you go on those unctions, that's when special things happen.
They do.
And I think that's why a lot of, you know, successful people have that, you know, just that creative kind of type A go-getter personality, because they are just kind of led. And when I watched the video, something in me was just like, there's something here.
Yes.
There is something here. And really just that feeling is what made me say, okay, I'm going to take a stab at this.
You're right. It's the vibrant energy that they actually give out, especially extraordinary people. They usually have this kind of vibe about them. They think, oh, my God, I have to be part of this.
Absolutely.
Excellent. So when you joined Empower Network, Monet, what was it like for the first time? What were you exposed to? I mean, what did you think about the products? Which one stood out for you the most?
Well, after I was in Empower for a few weeks, I was on a hangout with the leaders of Team Take Massive Action, which is the team that we're a part of. And, you know, I was on this hangout, and I could be on for the first half, but the second half was only for, you know, a certain group of people that owned a certain product. So I was like, hey, I wasn't with this training. So I was only in for a few weeks, and then I went ahead and invested in a product that we have called the 15K Formula. Mm-hmm. And I would have to say that That, I mean, I was just blown away. Two reasons I was blown away. One was the wealth of information and knowledge that the community, like the leaders and different people in the organization have about the internet, about tools on the internet, about marketing. I was just blown away. I had no idea that I had invested in something so valuable. I really did not. I had no idea. And then the other thing that blew me away was that the leadership here has no problem sharing and teaching the knowledge that they have. Because a lot of times you'll find that when someone, you know, for lack of a better way of explaining it, strikes gold or strikes oil and has some knowledge that really makes them a lot of money, they tend to hoard it. They don't want to share it. But you don't find that here. And that's absolutely priceless and very unique because, you know, you get an opportunity to interact with these people and they share these nuggets with you when you go to, you know, our company events and conventions that we have. And you the knowledge that's shared and the masterminding that goes on, it is absolutely priceless. And you cannot find that. I am very confident in saying that you cannot find that anywhere else. I'm confident in saying that. I've never seen a community of people like this, and I've never seen a business that's attracted the type of people that we have here. It's just very, very unique, and I'm just grateful to be a part of it, really.
That's absolutely true, Monday. I haven't actually come across some amazing people in 4 months that I have in a lifetime. You know, it's like it's all like herded together, these like amazing entrepreneurs. I'm actually doing so many joint ventures with people that I've never actually would be able to do if it was my own venture. You know? But Monday, what you're saying about them sharing knowledge. The proof of that is actually at the events, isn't it? When the stage is actually full of people earning, and they actually come on stage, and they're out of that. I think we had 7,000 people at the Denver, 6,000, 7,000?
Yeah, just under 7,000 people,
And the stage was full of people actually saying, yes, we've earned in money in Empower Network. So that's absolutely amazing.
And it's not even just $400.
Yeah.
we're talking about upwards of thousands of dollars, and the company has only been around for, you know, we're coming up on our 2-year anniversary. So, yeah, it's outstanding.
Yeah, absolutely. Excellent. Right, Monet, I could talk to you about this forever because you're absolutely fabulous, but I want to move on to your vision of Empowered Mums Coffee Break. It's every Thursdays, and the URL is right below Monet's name. We do have banners going around on the internet. But Monet, what is this all about? Where did this come from?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I have to tell the story of what kind of birthed this in me. And, you know, I actually had a project going on called the Ultimate Mompreneur. And it was really just a series of a few weeks, we did a show kind of similar to this. And I interviewed the ladies about, you know, their, you know, entrepreneurial aspirations, their journey in entrepreneurship, and, you know, being a mom. Because, like I was saying in the beginning, you know, it was very difficult for me to juggle being a mom and having my own business in the beginning. So, you know, I it was in honor of Mother's Day, and I just wanted to kind of do, you know, something that would be fun for moms and for, you know, to show ladies that truly you can be an entrepreneur and a mom at the same time, despite common belief, because most people think you have to choose between the two. But you absolutely can. And so that was really my goal with that, was to show that, you know, there are plenty of women out there doing it, and if you want to get involved in entrepreneurship, by all means, jump into it with both feet in. But now with Empowered Mom, you know, this all came about, you know, you had mentioned the events and I had mentioned the events, and we were just in Denver, where actually we met for the first time, and I got to hear your story. But, and by the way, I have to say, powerful, very inspirational. And you know, I was so excited in Denver because there are just so many different moments were created in Denver, and yes, we had an awesome time there. But one thing that happened to me, well, first of all, I was at registration early, and I wanted to get a seat toward the front. I was in Chicago, and I was pretty close to the front, and I had got to registration early last time. But right, this time, I was really, I was like, I've got to be, like, in the front row. Like, you know, I wanted to be in the front row, but I didn't know that I was actually going to be in the front row. I mean, front row, dead center, the whole auditorium, I was in the best seat in the house. Ooh. And I sat there, and Nicole Cooper, and if you all don't know her, she is an amazing internet marketer and mom of two beautiful children and a wife, and she came out on the stage, and I'm going to try not to cry, but she came out on the stage and brought her children out,
yeah,
and her husband, and it sparked something in me.
Uh-huh.
That I didn't even know was there.
Uh-huh.
And I am going to cry. But that's what I did in that moment. I cried and I said, moms. That's what it is. It's moms. I want so desperately to reach out to moms because I think moms get so lost in the daily grind of the diapers and the dinners and the school pickup and, you know, the soccer mom, and you drop the kids off and you go and you do that, and then you're going back and forth to work and you just get wrapped up in all that's going on and you lose you. You lose you. And it just, when I saw, you know, this beautiful family on stage and how happy she was, and she was doing what she was passionate about. Mm-hmm. You know, she wasn't just going to this job and grinding just because she was trying to pay her bills. She was genuinely happy about what it is that she was doing, and she had it all. I mean, that's what I saw. I saw in that moment a woman who had it all.
Uh-huh.
And no matter how much money she made, even though she does make a lot of money, but no matter how much money she made, in that moment I saw a woman who had it all, and she was happy. She's happy, and it just sparked something in me, and ever since then, Denver, I had something there in me that I knew I needed to find a way to reach out to moms and really inspire them to find themselves again and reintroduce themselves to themselves. So that's the birth of Empowered Mom, and I'm just so grateful that all the amazing women, including yourself, came alongside of me, rallied together, put this thing together in record time, you know, and now we've got this amazing show, this amazing concept, and people are reaching out to us. They love it. They're excited about it. They're like wanting to tune in the next time. They can't wait till it comes back on. And I can't believe that, you know, in that moment, that little spark in me that wanted to help other people turn into this amazing thing. It's just awesome. It's just awesome.
That's beautiful, Monet. I just, God, you just literally
I know.
Threw me back.
I cry about everything. Like, I'm angry, I cry. I'm laughing, I cry. I'm sad, I cry. I just cry, you know? I really need to chill, but anyway.
No, seriously, you've got me a bit emotional myself. I'm just thinking, wow, this is amazing. So, Monet, this vision that you had is sparked. Everything's fallen quite smoothly for you, hasn't it? I mean, it's just all happened so nicely. That just shows when you've got a genuine passion with your heart to do something, everything just falls into place.
You couldn't even imagine. I mean, it's like everything just fell into my lap. I mean, I literally just sent out a message to some fabulous ladies that I met at different events that I had been at, and we're all moms. We're all bloggers, we're all entrepreneurs in our own right, and, you know, we all have different businesses. It may not just be, you know, internet marketing stuff that we do. We, you know, one of the ladies has a little girl's boutique, you know, and you, Princess, you know, you have your business, and, you know, we all have these different things that we have going on. I jokingly call myself, you know, a mogul in training because, you know, you have all these different things that you love to do and you're involved in. And so, you know, I feel like it all just worked. Like, I reached out to you all. I sent a message and said, hey, what do you think about doing this with me? And it just all worked. I mean, even after we launched the show, a lot of you ladies, you know, sent me messages and thanked me for inviting you and, Absolutely. You know, saying how awesome it was. And then I found out all these things, like, I mean, Princess, you have the I Have a Dream show, and the concept of that is to help empower people, you know? And so how does that not fit in line with this,
exactly.
you know?
Exactly. Yeah, it's beautiful how it's all connected. Yeah.
And one of the other ladies was saying, she actually came up with the tagline Mommy Inspired, because she actually, that's all of her branding and stuff for her personal business. She's like, Mommy Inspired. You know, everything that she did was inspired by her being a mom. So, you know, it was like, that was her passion. She wanted to help moms. And then another lady, you know, she was like, I had empowered, you know, /mom.com. I had the URL. Like, I was like, oh my goodness, this is crazy. Like, how all this worked out. Like, it was all meant to be. And I had no idea, you know? And I just sat there and I thought of who, you know, I would like to maybe mastermind with, who I'd like to work with, who I thought was a great person, who I thought was a great entrepreneur, or people who had made, you know, money and success in their business. And I just asked them, hey, do you think this is a good idea? And it just, I mean, it was like we all were thinking about it, and somebody just needed to speak up and say, hey, let's do it.
You know? Awesome.
It just was amazing, really amazing.
That's a huge benefit of being part of this community. You've got access to people with different talents, different backgrounds, different experiences.
Absolutely.
And that's how projects form here. So it's absolutely amazing. Monet, I've got some questions pouring in and comments. I'm just going to read a couple out to you. This is Selena from UK. She said, hi, everyone. Excited about Empowered Mums. There's Rudy, he's a gentleman, hello. And he's at Mona, you are a pleasure to listen to. Thanks for your insight, and always grateful for Princess, and I have to head out and listen to the replay, but it's absolutely amazing for what I've actually heard so far. There's Sarah, she's actually asking you a question.
Awesome.
About, do you need to have special skills or tools to be part of Empower Network?
You know, yes, in a sense, you do. Uh-huh. And the skill that you need uh-huh. is that you need to be willing and uh-huh. ready to work hard.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm telling you, that is a skill. And I say that because a lot of people jump into these things and they think they're just going to make money. And, you know, they're just going to maybe do one or two things and the money is just going to come pouring in. And mm-hmm. it really takes the skill of discipline to really stay focused and work hard. So that is a skill. Mm-hmm. You have to have that. So yes, you do have to have that skill. And the tools are given to you. The tools mm-hmm. that you need are given to you when you become a part of Empower Network. All the tools that you need in all of the training that we offer, in the system that we offer, it's all there for you. You really don't need anything else. Of course, you know, you can always use other things, but you really don't need anything else. It's all there for you. So that's the beauty
Absolutely.
Of it. It's really all plug and play.
It is. The requirements are very low. I think that's why a lot of people can actually join a movement like this, because you don't need to have particular skills. I mean, some people are starting from scratch with no experience whatsoever, and they're doing awesome.
Absolutely.
So thank you, Sarah, for that question.
Yes, thank you, Sarah.
I've got Scott Matthews here. He's saying his wife is very sad and depressed because she's at home and she doesn't have any kind of goals. She's lost herself, exactly what Monet's just spoke about. How can I convince her to tune into Empowered Mums? What will it do for her?
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, you know, and that's exactly what the vision is, to connect with women who are in that place.
Yeah.
Because I feel like there's so many of us, because Princess, when I tell you I was a totally different person about it, like maybe 2 years ago now, I was a totally different person. And I talked a little bit about this in my introduction post on our fan page. And if you all, you can go like Empowered Mom on Facebook and you'll read all of our stories more in depth. But I was depressed. I was depressed. Mm-hmm. And my mom came to me and she said, I think you're experiencing postpartum depression. And I was like, oh, this lady is nuts. I love my kids. What's she talking about? You know? And when I look back, you know, and now where I am today and with the mindset training and everything, when I look back, I was like, gosh, I really was depressed. And I was even experiencing symptoms like the, you know, not wanting to get up and laying around and being really exhausted and tired. I was experiencing those symptoms. And, you know, I didn't even, I was such in a fog. I didn't even realize it. And it wasn't the postpartum depression that I believe that I was experiencing. I think life
just
beat me up. I was overwhelmed. I felt in a sense of a failure a little bit because my business wasn't as successful as it was. I was in these different direct sales opportunities, wasn't as successful as I had envisioned myself to be. And now that I'm here in this community and we've got all this additional training, I mean, we all have, we have the nuts and bolts internet marketing training, but all the additional bonus training that we get, connecting with the leaders and the mindset training and being encouraged to read books and different things like that. You know, when I look back and I think about where I am now and where I was then, I was just so lost, and I needed something or someone to just encourage me to change my frame of the way that I viewed the world and the way that I viewed my world. And, you know, it's interesting. Yesterday on the Superwoman call, Layla was talking about the sunglasses. Uh-huh. And, you know, you're born, you have these clear glasses and you see the world with no filter. But then when you have, you know, different life experiences and, you know, different situations that happen to you, you form this tint and you see the world in a way that it may not even be reality, but it's not reality you created because of these different experiences.
Yes, sure.
You know, different things that may have burnt you or hurt you, and you have this almost like this defense of this guard up, these sunglasses. And, you know, that's really what happened to me. I had all these different experiences and felt like a failure and different things, and I just viewed the world and focused my energy and my thoughts on the wrong thing and got into this depressed state. Mm-hmm. And now that I'm out of it, and now that I see things and I can control the things that I think about, and I can control what I focus on, and, you know, I have this power of self-awareness, and I'm aware, like, when I start to go down that path, I'm like, oh, snap her back, you know? and now that I have that power in my hands, it's an incredible transformation that has happened, and I can't even begin to tell you how grateful, and it wouldn't have happened if I had not gotten involved in this community. And, you know, back to what the viewer was asking, you know, if you can get your wife to just tap into, you know, what's going on the coffee breaks and the women that are there,
yes,
I'm telling you, she'll get that spark back in her, because we have some amazing women. I mean, Maria with her 11 kids, who's a single mom, I still can't even believe how she died. It is by the grace of God. I mean, because she is, she's an amazing woman, and she is doing amazing things with those children. So, yeah, I mean, if she could just see, you know, what's happening there and connect with us online and talk with us and chat with us, I'm telling you, she'll get that spark back. Absolutely.
Wonderful. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Monet, for a wonderful answer. And yeah, Monet, you're 100% right. I mean, we're all accessible. You know, it's not like we're hiding behind the scenes. We're all accessible. You can contact us, you know, speak to us, cry with us, talk to us, you know, we're here for you too. I mean, we've gone through this process ourselves, so we know exactly what it is like. And you've got different stories. I mean, you could be relating to someone's story. And it's amazing what type of people Empower Network attracts as well, because, I mean, people come from all walks of life. I would never have met Monet. I mean, I had a background in Middle East, and I came to UK, and she's an American. You know, it's just amazing how all this is all interconnected. And there is a huge vision in this. I mean, the way the Daves have actually formed this movement, there's a vision in it. And it's attracting different types of people here. And it's just magical, really, isn't it?
Yes, it really is. It's amazing to see it all unfold. And it's amazing to be a part of it, because we're going to make an impact on the world. Yes. We're going to leave a legacy. And it's so inspiring to be a part of it, because it's really huge. It's a lot bigger than we all even see, understand, and know. And even the Daves, I don't even know if they really know how much of an impact this is going to really make. So, I mean, it's already made a huge impact in so many people's lives. And it's we're just scratching the surface. I mean, we're just coming up on our 2-year anniversary next month. And it's like, there's been so much accomplished in the last 24 months. It's unreal. It's really
Absolutely.
Unreal.
Yeah. People are happy. That's the main thing. Absolutely. Lovely. Monet, what is the vision for Empowered Women?
Well, Empowered Mom, I mean, you know, when I first started this, I was like, oh, yeah, you know, I want to do a little web series and get the women together and, you know. But this has just snowballed into this huge vision. I mean, and I think we've all kind of grabbed a hold of it. You know, we see this thing going to be major, and we want to do, you know, events where we bring the empowered moms together, and we interact live, and we give hugs, and, you know, we have such a huge vision for this moving forward, and really have a desire to reach out and touch, you know, changing the world one mom at a time, you know, and if people like Scott's wife, you know, if we just got that one woman to get that spark back in her life and to you know, walk upright again with confidence and, you know, I can do this. I can take on the world. If I can touch that one woman, I would be successful. Empowered Mom would be success, you know, because that is the vision. It's reaching out to moms, to each and every woman, and getting her to get her back. To find her again. It's in there. She just gotta dig it out, you know? And unfortunately, we let life, we allow life, because if your mind isn't in the right place, you tend to get into this victimized state. You know, it's just kind of human nature in a sense. And I think we're kind of taught by society. It's kind of ingrained into us. Oh, you know, the economy is bad. And, oh, you know, they're always just trying to take your money with bills and taxes, and, you know, we get into this whole victim thing, you know, like everything, we can't control anything, we have no power, we're victims, you know, and I guess it just makes us feel better when we're in tough spots, you know, but you have the power in your hands, you know, with everything, you know, yes, it would be good to pay your taxes, but guess what, you don't have to, you know, I mean, I'm not gonna give that advice, so please, somebody come and get me, but technically, I mean, yes, you might get into trouble, but you really don't have, there's nothing you have to do in life, except for expire at some time, but there's rules and regulations that you need to abide by in society, but you have a whole lot more power than you think, you know, there's nothing that you really have to do, or, you know, these things that you have to happen to you, you go through situations in life, you go through them, you don't let them go through you.
Absolutely.
So you can't be a victim. You have to stand up and deal with situations, yes, but you're not a victim. You're not a victim. And I think a lot of people fall into that. And that's really where depression stems from, is this being in, having this victimized mindset and mentality. Yes. You know, and you really have a lot more power than you realize. You really do.
Absolutely. Thank you, Monet. Guys, I'm so sorry. I know there's more questions that can be asked. We're going to have Monet back. And then, you know, please tune in again and ask her questions. But Monet, you've been absolutely fabulous. I mean, I can really go on with you because you've tapped on some amazing things. But Monet, what I want you to just give the final piece of advice to women watching. I know men are watching too, but maybe they've got significant others that they want to maybe bring on to this. I mean, what would you say to them? I mean, what is it? What are they missing out on? If they don't come on board now, what are they missing out on?
Oh, wow. That is an awesome question. And really, it's just, there's power in making decisions. And when you make a decision, unlike making a choice, like you make the decision to buy a car.
Yes.
You choose what color it is, right?
Yes.
So the making that decision to buy the car is sets you in action, puts you on this path of setting you in action. So when you make a decision, when you really make a decision to do something, in a moment, it only takes a moment to make a decision. You say, yes, I am going to do X, right? You make that decision. There's so much power in that because it kind of launches you on this path. A lot of times you may not know what the whole journey is going to look like in the beginning, but at least you've got your feet moving, right? Yes. So if you don't make this decision to get involved now, you're just going to be stuck in the same place. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's going to be no change. And the definition of insanity is, you know, you keep doing the same thing, expect different results, it's just not going to happen, you know? So, you know, if you make the decision, and again, it goes back to what I was saying about having so much power in your hands, there's power in making decisions. If you make the decision now, you will set yourself on this course, on this amazing journey that will take you places you never thought you would have been, that will have you meeting people you would have never been able to interact with, and mm-hmm. it's going to be life-changing, transformational. It's going to be the best decision you've ever made. I know it was for me, and you just need to do it now, and because time is going to keep ticking, and you don't want to waste the time, because I'm telling you, you want to get involved in this as soon as you can, because we're about to take this thing to the next level.
Come absolutely.
Next month. We've yeah. got up our sleeves at you. You're in for some good stuff. You think that this company has been successful for the past 24 months? You just wait to see what we're about to do next month.
That was actually my next question, Monet. I was going to ask you before you leave. The internet revolution that's coming in 4 days and 10 hours exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
Which feature of ENV2 are you the most looking forward to, and which feature is going to help you?
You can't ask me that question. We're going to be on for another hour. Oh my God. Where do I begin? I can't just pick one. You can't make me pick one. This system,
one.
When I saw it in Denver, when we got a sneak peek, I was like, whoa. This is what they've been working on all this time. This is good. You know, and when I got involved, I didn't even know they had this going on behind the scenes. I mean, it's really going to change the game. I mean, they've taken the best of Tumblr, of Facebook, of YouTube, of, I mean, almost everything out there, the best things of everything, put it in one. And then we're going to have an app. Oh my God! You can do
like, we'll never get us off the phone.
Game changer. Game changer. Absolute game changer. It's going to be amazing. It's going to make life so easy. You know, if you have a business or if you're promoting a product or service, you're promoting yourself, you're an artist of some kind, you know, whether it be a performing artist or whether it be like a painting type artist, like a, you know, whatever it is that you're promoting, if you want people to see it, you're going to benefit from using the system. I mean, there's no way around it. It's just a way to communicate online quicker, faster, easier. It's just, it's amazing. It's awesome. I just can't believe that I'm just so humbled that I'm part of this. Like, I'm going to actually be a part of the launch. I'm so excited.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And Monet is, I mean, we're all part of the launch because it's launching in 4 days. But guys, there's going to be like queues for this. I mean, this is the time to get in, because if you get in now, you'll migrate naturally to the new system. But then if you go after when it's launched, then you have to wait, I'm afraid. So yeah. This is
we
the time to get in.
Up shop for a few days.
Absolutely. Well, Monet, what can I say about you? You've been absolutely fabulous. Thank you for coming on to the show and sharing your experience, your vision with the audience. Final question I want to ask you, what is your dream?
Well, thank you so much for having me on, and your audience is amazing, and I love that they interact live. That's awesome, and you know, that's kind of similar to what we do on the coffee break, so thank you again for having me on. I'm just very humbled and honored that you would even ask, so thank you so much. But yes, my dream is to touch people in a very special way all around the world, impact them so that they know how amazing they are and know how powerful they are and know that no matter what life circumstances they're in, they can make an impact on the world. Not only just in a grand scheme, but even if they help one person in their lifetime, they've left an impact on the world. So my dream is just to really touch people, inspire people, and let them know that they're awesome, they're amazing, and they're powerful.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much, Monet. It's been absolutely awesome having Monet. I really enjoyed the show. I'm sure you enjoyed it too. Thank you guys for tuning in and interacting. I apologize for not being able to answer all questions, but it's a very tight program. We try to keep it to 30 minutes, but it's actually gone over. I couldn't let Monet go. I just had to really, really tap into her. But thank you guys. As you can hear, Monet's got a dream. I've got a dream. What's yours? Come and tell us what your dream is. Come and join this community of awesome people, and just ride the wave, guys. Ride the wave. ENV2 is coming. You know, become part of it. Let's go arm in arm in this. Join us today, and let's just move forward with this. Thank you very much for tuning in, and I'll be back on Friday at 1 p.m. This replay will be showing over the couple of days, so definitely bring your significant others or friends or anyone to view the show and just be inspired. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
We'll see you Thursday on our coffee break.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, before I go, Thursday, look on my wall. It'll be under the video as well, actually, guys, the date for the coffee break and the link that you can actually come on with as well. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Princess Fizz again. I hope you found this show extremely, extremely valuable. Do like and comment and leave a review for this show, and don't forget to subscribe and share with your friends, whoever it will benefit. Go to ihaveadreamshow.com/shows if you want to watch the video recording of this show. And leave a comment, write to me. I'd love to hear from my listeners about any suggestions, any takeaways that you had, any suggestions for improvements, and make sure that you sign up to the newsletter as well so you don't miss another episode and you get notified by email. I love you loads. Dream big, chase those dreams, make them a reality so I can bring you onto the I Have a Dream show and share your unique journey with the world.